bring for a couple days over the weekend. Worship that in Psalm 22, three verses, three areas we're going to get. Psalm 22, verse 1 through 5 states this. It goes up. In mind that we know the first one, the first verse, but we usually don't read after that. It goes, my God, why have you abandoned me or forsaken me? Why are you so far away when I groan for help? When I call to you, my God, you do not answer. When I lift my voice, I find no relief. So this is the, as they write the song, he's saying, I don't feel God close. I'm seeing this thing. But in verse 3, it goes, yet you are holy. Yet God is holy. You might feel abandoned. You might feel far away. You might not hear an answer. You might not find relief. But we can always state this statement. God is holy. And then, a little bit later on, that verse goes, enthroned on the praises of Israel. It says, we're grafted into the family of God. He's enthroned. Jesus. So every time we praise God through a song, through doing something that he asked us to do, he has worship. When we do what he asked us to do, it's worship. And when we carry that out, it's worship. And what? He's enthroned. Really, I was reading habits. When we do what he asks us to do, he inhabits that. So many times we're like, I want the Lord inhabit my life. I can take over personally. But the thing with it, when we praise him, he comes in and is part of everything we do. Then it goes on in verse 4, it goes, ancestors, we can say forefathers, trusted in you and rescued them. God rescued them. Don't you think he'll rescue you? I'm supposed to say yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, he says, they cried out to you and were saying, they trusted you and were never disgraced. So what's that? Right now, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 and 16. Hebrews 13:15-16, it goes, let us to Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God. How awesome is that? Since therefore by him let us continue all our sacrifice of praise to God. That means the fruit of our lips. Give thanks to his name. So, commentator writer of Hebrews, he said, don't sacrifice the things through Jesus because what he's done is. Because sometimes we don't feel like worshiping. At least God, anyways. We're created to worship. God, our spirit, desires to worship. And then in verse 16, it goes, do not forget to do good. And share with those in need, this is the cool part about, these are sacrifices that please God. So worship is not just a song that we sing, but it's also good works. It's also sharing with those in need. So when you share your finances with those in need, you're actually worshiping God that way. And so sometimes it's a sacrifice to give. But when you obey, it's a wonderful thing. God inhabits when we do good things for him. Now this is going to be a long one. Second Chronicles, verse 20, verse 13, and following.
Second Chronicles, what?
Chronicles 20. Verse 13. Here we go. The men of Judah stood before the Lord. Oh, let me backtrack a little bit. Leading up the first 12 verses, it's talking about they're ready to go to war. So the nations that came against Israel. And so this is Israel's response in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 13. It says this. And all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives, and children. The Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there. His name was Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, son of Benaniah, Jehiel, son of Mathaniah, a Levite who was descendant of Asaph. Verse 15. He said, "Listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Listen, King Jehoshaphat." I just love that name, Jehoshaphat. We should name Jerem that. What the Lord says, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours. Tomorrow, march out against them. You will find them coming up through the ascent of Ziph. The end of the valley that opens into the wilderness of Judah. Verse 17. But you will not even need to fight. Take your positions, but stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you. O people of Judah, Jerusalem, do not be disturbed. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. So basically, the way he's saying, go out before them, and this is where they're coming up. Because they're in the presence of God, God's coming with their enemies. This is the cool part about it. And they came, Jehoshaphat, and remember, they're with the big family, so it's just not the guys there. But gathered. The youngest, the teenagers, the elderly, everyone. And the king, Jehoshaphat, bowed low with his face to the ground. And all the people drew up. And Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. How do you win a battle? By complaining. No, by worshiping the Lord. It's the only and what? And the thing about it, they bow low. There's actions to worship sometimes. It's just not sitting there. I got my nice white Minnesota now. It's going to be quiet. One thing that just I'm not a big fan of is that some churches do this, they'll pull a sign on the outside of the sanctuary door. Please be quiet when you enter the sanctuary. You know what I wanted to do every time I see that sign? Open the door and say, Jesus, just yell. Because our worship's not supposed to be open to the quiet and time of reverence. And the idea there's frogs and rats. Man, can I be quiet to worship Jesus? We're at the football team, they're saying, I'm a big boy. What do they tell them to do? Here in the church, we're like, oh, come on. You're getting too crazy. You're a lunatic or something. We're celebrating. People hate themselves. Look at me, I have too much to drink. I will survive. But we entered into the church. Sorry. That's quiet.
The children that remember some of us came from very conservative.
I understand. And that's the church I grew up in. That's fine.
Lutheran church, and all you walk in, you're.
You sit there quietly. Don't talk to anybody. You're up there.
You stand and sing, and then you sit and listen to the pastor. The old lady who used to be in the church. Always, she was like, the most priest, all the kids were always so in it. Shut them up and it's like the kids.
Yeah. And so here he is, he's bowing down, he's worshiping. The Levites from the towns of Korah and Korah stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel. With a very loud shout. You think about it. There's shouting on earth. There's also going to be shouting. You think about it. What does it say? Jesus said that the angels rejoice. Rejoice. You're not quietly rejoicing. If you're rejoicing that you're engaged to be married or pregnant, there's something wrong. Seriously, those are happy moments and they're going on. Or if you know, like a 3-year-old, it's my birthday, or a 5-year-old, that's all they do. It's my birthday, it's my birthday. We should have a lot of this. And it's funny. And this morning, the army of Judah went out to the wilderness of Pico. On the way, Jehoshaphat said, listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you'll be able to stand for it. Believe in his promise, it will succeed. Verse 21. And after consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord, praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord, his faithfulness, love endures forever. Before they ready for battle, but the king goes, hey, we're going to send the singers. Why not worship? Worship God? The way to win a battle is not to have the most intellectual and the most swimming response to things. It's by worship. At the very moment that it went, right there they began to sing and get praise. The Lord calls the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. Great is that? You're fighting among yourselves, yeah, because you're going to worship me. You want somebody to be mad at you? You're sitting in that shelter. And then what happens? They get mad. Because they're trying to get this worship. They fought themselves. The armies of Moab turned against each other. Verse 25. They went out and gathered the plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment. Verse 26. On the fourth day, they gathered the blessing. What blessing is that? The vow of blessing. Which God has named that day because people praised and thanked the Lord there. It's still called the Valley of Blessings today. If I go to Jerusalem, I don't know if this is the Valley of Blessings. How awesome is that? If I was still here in the opposite city. Maybe not, but. Then all the men returned to Jerusalem, verse 27, and Jehoshaphat leading them, overjoyed that the Lord gave victory over their enemy. They marched into Jerusalem to music of harps, lyres, trumpets, and proceeded to the temple of the Lord. No, all of it. They go, we got great victories. That's what we're going to do. Praise the Lord. Wild noises. And then verse 29, then all the strapping thing of the Lord himself against the enemies of Israel. The fear of God came over them. And so Jehoshaphat was at peace for his God and gave him the rest of every side. When you worship God, God comes down, he inhabits your praises, and he goes out and starts. You can stand still and sit and worship God. Because that's the war. If you want the victory in your life, we pray. Prayer is part of worship. Singing is part of worship. Doing good is part of worship. Taking care of the needs is part of worship. Giving is part of worship. What we do in life is part of worship. But there's also, there has to be a voice coming out. It's impossible. It's impossible. Part of worship. Without words, when it comes to a song. You ever try to worship? Yeah, you're like, you get your have that cool song that you teach us as well. You get your group on. And all of a sudden, your family's looking back, you're like, are you okay? Oh, yeah, I'm moving on. God's touching me. It's been happening. My praises. And God's moving. Yes. Yes, there's that part too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, there is a part of stepping back, being quiet, and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to you as well. Right, which is said. But I'm talking about our part of that. But also, being quiet is sometimes harmful, especially for those who like being loud. Who are more, those who don't like to talk much, it's hard for them to talk a lot because that's not their nature. Those who love to talk, just sitting still, letting the Holy Spirit speak to them. But, look, God knew all the people were around. The Spirit of the Lord came upon to get the church. God wants to have your places to give you directions so you can have. All right. I think I spoke it.